I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
It's a foghorn.
Okay, sorry.
Whir. No, I've done the foghorn. I mean, do the foghorn as
I'm
well.
A different boat.
This is bullshit.
Right, no, I'm done.
No, I press record. Hello.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. We're doing this now. We're doing this now.
Okay.
Hello. I'm Kate. Welcome to Talking Podcast.
All right, Kate just had a go at me because she wanted to start the podcast and she was like, no, I'm going to do it. And then she fucks it up.
I did not do
you
that.
You told me to shut up.
I did.
So you could do the podcast and then you fucked it up.
Holly, no one listens to Talking Podcast for its beautiful audio quality and its high production value.
How dare you?
Holly.
How dare
Holly,
you.
On the last episode, the advert happened mid-sentence.
Yeah, yes.
That's your fault. You did that.
Hey, I tried to change it, but the thing we have to go through was not letting me change it. So, sorry about that.
We're capable women.
We are very capable. I am. How dare you?
Sure.
I'm
sorry, you're very capable. Just
thank
not
you.
At technology, you're terrible at technology.
No, but I write about technology.
Well,
that's true. It doesn't mean I have to be good at it, yeah. To be fair.
Don't drink tea. Mm-hmm. That means I've got to fill the silence. Oh my God. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I should say.
It's awkward.
I'm Holly.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, I'm terrible at intros. It's been so long since we last did a podcast, I can't remember
I'm
how to do them.
Holly.
Hi.
Oh no. What do you say now? What do you think you say?
I'm Kate.
Yeah,
I already said I'm Kate. I said I'm Kate at the start.
Yeah, but we need to do a proper like, I'm Holly and
okay.
I'm Kate.
Okay, fine. Do it again. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm Holly.
I'm Kate.
There we go.
Wow.
There we go. It only took us
two minutes,
but we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Talku Podcast.
I already said that bit.
Well, I don't know.
There was
a lot of kind of screaming and like, oh, what have I done? When we first started.
That's a terrible impression of me.
What
have I done? I'm a bird now.
Yeah, that's exactly what you sound like.
I'm really
like.
Sorry for everyone who's having to listen to this. That was probably very shrill.
That's what you sound like to me. I think if they've listened to this many podcasts, then they're prepared for shrillness.
How dare you?
I don't want to call us shrill, but we can be
high-pitched.
Yes. We can be enthusiastic.
I don't like shrill. It makes us sound like harpies.
Yeah.
And I'm not a harpy.
I'd
love to be a harpy.
I mean, yeah, why
with the
not?
Wings and the screaming
mm-hmm.
and the revenge. I think harpies are revengey.
Probably.
Revengey?
Most evil revenge. Female things are revengey.
Revengeful?
Yeah.
Vengeful?
Vengeful.
Vengish. Vengish.
Vengish?
Vengish. I think that's it. I think that's the word.
We should probably say we were originally going to do a kink and porn themed episode to go along with the slightly disturbing news that there may be a bill that
Britain done banned kinky things.
There may be a bill, hasn't passed,
mm-hmm.
That certain kinks will be banned. It's not possible or probable. It's just a way to either distract people or to get people going. Oh yay, woo! Let's save the children.
Didn't we have this whole thing? Like, was it a year, 2 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, it's happened
where they got all weird about female ejaculation.
Yeah,
and
this has
like,
happened.
It's
before.
Not real. Therefore, we're going to ban it. And it was like, thank you, men of the government, for deciding how our bodies work.
It was part of it. So pee was one of the things that was...
Yeah,
that
it was like, that's kinky and shameful and you shouldn't have it.
Whipping, which leaves marks, or kind of, you know, hurting that leaves marks. Yeah. Female ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
Periods.
So unsexy.
But it's like, if you're... It's just, it's that stupid thing. It's like, if everyone's a consenting, of-age adult...
Yep.
Who gives a fuck?
Yep.
It's fine.
Yep.
You know...
Yep.
Yeah. So originally we were going to do a podcast based around that, but then that also takes quite a lot of research
work. We really need to get around to just doing a goddamn podcast.
Yeah, already. So we might do one based around those things in the future.
I would love to do some research on it.
We should.
We need to find an angle, because we've done things along those lines before.
We've done sex dungeons.
We did sex dungeons. I'm pretty sure we did one on sex toys at one point.
We've done sex toys. Sex toy reviews.
Sex toy reviews.
And we've done one where we talked about unusual, like the proper names for unusual fetishes.
Was that when we went on the Wikipedia page?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
It's been like 2 years we've been doing this or something.
Oh my gosh.
And we've only made like, what, 3,200? Episodes.
Yeah, lucky you.
So
what
many.
Do you mean you can't see the rest of them? That's your fault, not our fault.
Yeah,
blame iTunes.
That's an upload issue. We've been doing them every hour.
Yeah, constant, really.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Oh, so here's a thing that we should talk about. Since the last episode, we both got really into Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I don't think we've mentioned that on the podcast before.
I don't think so.
I might have done.
But yeah, so Kate got me onto the show called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which is on Netflix.
So good.
And at first, when she told me about, because I'm not a big rom-com and the name put me off.
It's a bad name.
And it does address the bad name, to be fair.
Does it?
Well, in the intro of the first series, they're like, that's a sexist term.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't stop it being a bad name. And I was like, oh God, what is this thing going to be? But then you convinced me to watch the first episode and it's so good.
And then you watch the other 15
or
so episodes. Because it's on
in
season
two. In like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're both caught up to it now. It's about like a third of the way into season two.
I think so.
And oh my God, the latest episode.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It wasn't, there weren't that many songs. And like overall it was kind of a boring plot.
Yeah.
But... I can see it's building up to something, and I'm like,
I'm excited to where it's going.
Yeah.
So basically, how would you describe it?
So, there's this girl called, what? Why is your thing talking? Make it not
Siri,
be talk.
Siri thought you were talking to it.
Oh, sorry, Siri.
Yeah.
So,
We should stop saying it.
Sorry.
Because it might get confused.
Yeah. Okay, so there's this girl called Rebecca Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's a high-powered, high-earning lawyer in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then she bumps into an ex-boyfriend from summer camp.
Yeah.
Who she was, like, madly in love with. And they had such a beautiful time on summer camp. But he broke her heart.
Oh, no!
And she never forgot about him. And she bumps into him in New York. And she's like, oh, my God, Josh, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. And he's like, hey, oh, my God, if I'd known you'd grow up to be this cute, you know, I would think about you sometimes. And she's like, what? And he goes, oh, well, I'm moving to California. And she then goes... Me too! And moves to the city, or town, I guess, that he's from, which is called West Covina.
West Covina.
California. It's in the theme song.
So if you kind of hear that, you might think like, oh God.
She's a crazy ex-girlfriend, yeah.
But it's so good because she basically has loads of underlying issues, and it doesn't...
I think you'll find in the theme tune, it says, I have no underlying issues to address. She has no underlying issues.
It's so good. And like you were saying like before we watched it was like everyone I've watched this with has seen a part of themselves in Rebecca or in the kind of characters or something. And I was like, I'm not that predictable. This isn't going to apply to me.
Yeah.
And then the first episode, she like runs out of a meeting and starts like popping anxiety pills. And I was like, Kate, it's me.
It's me. I mean, I've related to every single character. I relate to Rebecca because, okay, I'm not crazy, but sometimes I'm like... weirdly spontaneous about things.
Mm-hmm.
And she moves to California.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that, to be fair.
You get kind of focused on particular things.
And I get really, really anxious about things like she does.
Yeah.
And
there's a fantastic song in it about being depressed, which is, it's one of, and it's just like, there's just a line from it that just made me burst out laughing when I was watching
it. Oh, is it the French one?
No.
No,
the French
one's great though.
That is a good one. It's like my what's it? My bed smells like a period. And I was like, that's disgusting, but also really funny.
Yeah. But I've also related to Josh quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, because when started watching it, I was expecting it to kind of set up the whole, oh, this is a dick, and then this is the nice guy, when actually it's much more...
Everyone's messed up. Rebecca's a terrible person. Josh is a terrible person. Greg, who's a character that comes into it as well, is a terrible person. Mm. Everyone, best friend's a terrible person.
Everyone is both terrible and good in their own ways.
Yeah, and I love them all so much.
It's really good. Lovely kind of... You know, when you just, like, stick it on, you're like, yay, comfort blanket.
And there's
watching.
Songs, and they're all really funny. There's one called the Sexy Getting Ready Song.
That's a really good one.
Sexy Getting Ready Song.
It's, like, basically about how disgusting you look when you get ready. So,
I'm
like,
going to hug you. I'm going to hug you right now.
Okay. Yay. So, like, you know, when you're, like, shaving your legs, and it's like, this is the least sexy I've ever looked. It's...
But then
really
you get
good.
To be all smoothie smooth.
Exactly. Smoothie
smooth.
Smoothie
smooth. I'm not smoothie smooth.
No, it's winter. No one's smoothie smooth.
Oh, I notice you've shaved your beard, though.
Yeah.
Smoothie smooth.
My beard's doing well. Mm. It's doing well. Mm. I feel the cold on my chin, but it's worth it.
I'm stroking your face.
Yeah.
Just for the podcast listeners. Just going to, like, do an audio description. Wait, no. The whole thing's an audio description. I'm stroking your jawline.
Mm-hmm. How's it feel?
Your cheeks are real soft.
I have very soft cheeks.
Wait, is the rest of you? No.
Yeah.
No, you're kind of bumpy everywhere.
Oh! That's terrible!
I didn't mean bumpy. I meant coarse.
Oh my god! You bitch! Okay, that was shrill. I will say that was shrill. I'm sorry, listeners.
I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm sorry.
That was really mean.
I don't mean that. You're not coarse. You're rugged.
I'm rugged. Great.
That's a sexy word.
Yeah.
If I described a boy as rugged,
okay.
What does it mean exactly? For me, it just means you have a beard.
See, I think it's like weathered.
So
you know, like
old. You're old and you have
a beard. But you've kind of like, you know, you've got hands that have been like working, and you've got skin that's seen the sun and the wind.
So like the guys out of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Rugged.
Yeah, they're rugged.
Rugged boys working in the field.
Yeah, you know, itinerant workers.
Right. Who is that nowadays? Like a barista? You'd be like, ooh,
what?
He's so rugged.
What, because he's got what? A scald. He's got a scald on his wrist from the espresso machine.
I mean,
rugged.
Okay, what word is there to describe a man that doesn't sound really shit?
Oh, there's not many.
Like, handsome is like, oh, Prince Charming.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so handsome. And then... Beautiful. Fit. Beautiful's like, you've got great cheekbones. Fit is like, I want to touch your biceps.
Yeah. Hot
is fine. I think hot is like cute, where it's like, generic.
Yeah. You know? Attractive. You're an attractive man.
No, that's like...
That's clinical.
I want to take a sample of you. You're
well, maybe
a
that's
biologically
where I'm going.
Attractive human,
yes.
Young man.
Let me put you in my book.
Might I swab your cheek? For DNA, we would make beautiful children. I don't know why I'm a robot scientist, but I quite like that.
Robot. No, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm great.
Yeah, there's not any good words.
Cute. Cute boy.
It's a bit like how there's no good words for genitals, really.
It is a bit like that. If I was talking to a boy and I was like, I want to tell him he's attractive and I want to talk about my bit, he'd be like... What words do I use?
You are handsome and I have a fanny. It's like, it just doesn't...
I already want to make this into a Twitter bot. It's like,
generate
a compliment, generate a word for your genitals.
But they're just so bad. Just every word for genitals is
Excuse
bad.
Me, sir, you're rugged. Would you like to see my flaps?
Oh, flaps are not good.
No, none of them are good. That's the
point. Yeah. But it's like, it reminds as well. Penis.
Penis. Well, if you say it like that.
What, is there a sexy way to say penis? Because I don't think there is.
If you're like in the sexy mood, you're like, hey, you want to come back to my house?
I don't know. Say it. Continue. Would you like to come back to my house and show me your...
Penis.
Penis. Exactly. There's no good way to say it.
No, because also I wouldn't say that to someone. Want to come back?
I don't know. okay.
Do you want to show me your penis?
We're both single ladies now. Maybe we should. Maybe this is. Is this why we're single? Is this what?
Because
happening?
We're saying that to boys. Oh, because we're not saying that
exactly,
to boys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my god. Okay, I dare you. No. I dare both of us.
Oh,
to
no.
go to a bar and just say that to the first person.
No, because it was, okay. Either okay. There,
what if it works?
Exactly. I think that's the worst consequence. Because if someone just, like, laughs or just goes, what the fuck, then you expect that. But if someone's like, okay, then you're like, well, shit.
Okay, all you have to do is go back to your house.
Uh-huh.
He whips it out. And goes, oh, thank you very much. That's all I wanted.
Good for you.
Okay. Congratulations. Maybe, like, get a ruler and just be like,
oh, my God.
Interesting. Write something down in a book and then send him on his way. I guess if it's going to be awkward, you might as well make it the most
awkward thing that's ever happened.
For him.
You want to be so bad that you'll end up in, like, an advice column with, you know, or, like, in a kind of, like, Vice where they're like, we ask people about their worst sexual experiences.
This one time I went to a girl's house, got my dick out 3 seconds into the door, and she just measured it and made me leave. It was hot. That's my fetish now.
Exactly. You could, maybe that's what you could say as a woman. You could just be like, look, okay, this is, I get off on measuring penises.
Oh my god.
We sound more and more like Janet Street Poor every time we say
penis. Yeah. I bet she says it with like a tiny little puckered mouth.
Penis.
Disgust in her eyes. Penis.
But there's no,
a penis.
What else do you, what else do you say?
Wang.
Wow. No, that's all so bad.
Wang just sounds like a duck.
Yeah.
Wang.
Well, I'm trying to think. There's no good way.
I guess it depends if you're into the sort of dirty talk kind of like...
But
it is a word that sounds angry.
What?
You know, like, any of the ones that have K in them, just they sound kind of angry.
So, like, cock and dick.
Yeah, and there's probably more.
I had a friend who couldn't say cock. Like, she just couldn't bring herself to. Like, even
was
when
it
was... Well, I think I can add you to that list. But even when it was, like, cock fosters on the tube, she'd be like...
Really?
She'd be like... She was Canadian, and to her it sounded really weird. She was like, I can't do that.
Is that your accent?
I can't do that. I don't fucking know.
How low was her voice?
I can't do that.
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't.
What did she say instead?
She refused to say cock.
So how did she say cockfosters? That's a place. That's what it's
she just
called.
Like refused to say it.
So if she was telling you where to go, and
yeah,
she lived in cockfosters, mm-hmm, would she be like, I live in
C Fosters. C asterisk CK Fosters.
Wow, how does she get through life?
I don't, apparently you don't have to say cock that often.
Okay.
I don't think you've said it.
Cock.
There we go. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. We've said worse things on this, I don't know.
Yeah, we definitely have. But what about vagina? There's no one's good. I say foofa because it makes me laugh.
Oh my god.
Not in a sexual way. Because
you call your dogs that.
No.
Okay. Probably not, but it sounds like a dog kind of word.
It does, and that's why it's funny.
Like, I could imagine.
Like, you'd never say it in a sexy way. No one goes, oh, you want to see my foofa? But if you're going to refer to it, be like, oh.
Yeah.
Foofa's feeling great today.
But I would be, like, tickling Lizzie, and I'd be like, you silly foofa.
Yeah, that's fine. That's, you know. Yeah. What else are you going to call a vagina? I think vagina, I like saying vagina, because I think it's, I don't know.
Vagina.
It's good.
It sounds like a nice girl's name.
Vagina, get over here.
What was the vagina?
Vagina.
Come and get your tea.
Exactly.
Well, it wouldn't be tea, would it? Supper.
Supper. Yeah, supper.
Fetch thy supper, vagina.
Wait, what? No.
I've gone too posh.
You've gone so posh, you've gone back in time.
I mean, that is what poshness is, right?
Mm-hmm. What else is there?
Vagina.
I knew someone that called it a fairy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know, isn't that awful?
I
it really creeps me
who
out.
Called it her twinkle cave.
What? A cave? Why would you ever want cave to come into it?
Would you prefer like a more medically accurate statement?
No, but like a cave is big. Like,
well, she might have didn't see it.
But like, cave makes it sound as if, like...
It's big, and it's got bats in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it drips.
Oh!
And there's little men going around with pickaxes.
There's cobwebs. All kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, caves. Oh, treasure. Probably treasure.
Treasure?
Well, I mean, in video games, there's always...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, refer to your vagina as treasure. And oh! I was like, that's very...
I bet someone, like, some really 100%. Prissy ladies are like...
My treasure.
I couldn't show him my treasure.
Not my...
Daddy says to keep my treasure.
Why did you have to do that?
Why did you have to do that? Because it would... That's how you would use it. You'd be like, Daddy says my treasure's only for special boys.
Oh my God, Kate, that sounds like... Oh God, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Some people are like that.
I don't want to accept that.
Okay, I'm gonna look at your DVD cabinet and pick one from there.
Yeah.
Check out my West Wing.
Check out my West Wing.
That doesn't really work, does it?
What about my Eastbound and Down? It's got Down in there, it's the only thing I can wear. Frasier?
No!
My Frasier.
No, I don't want anything down there associated with Frasier.
Why?
Oh my God.
What's wrong with Frasier? Kelsey Grammer is... I mean,
whoa.
Yeah. But Niles is fine.
What? I don't think he's interested in my Frasier.
He's definitely not interested in your Frasier.
Oh, this is great.
Exactly.
I love how euphemistic this is getting. my Dark Souls.
My Bloodborne.
My Super Mario Maker. My Kirby.
Oh, my
That's
Kirby.
A good one.
It's pink and bald.
Well, this is getting really exciting. moving on.
I just got this horrible image.
Oh no.
Oh man, I have the worst image right now. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Go on.
No, it's just Kirby. It's obviously just Kirby as a vagina. That's obviously where my mind has gone.
All you need to do is like cut him in half.
Exactly. He's kind of close.
He's got
in a
feet.
Way.
He's got feet and arms.
He does have feet
and a face.
Can you? You could make like an armor clit or something.
You could.
If you were going to make a vagina out of any video game character, I feel Kirby
How
would be
did
the
we
closest.
Get here?
Don't question it.
These are the kind of questions people don't even ask us, and we're still answering them.
That's the beauty of this podcast, Kate.
Do you... Okay, here's a question for you. Do you ever imagine, when you're recording this, people listening to it right now? Because they are listening to it right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Occasionally, I might remember. I'm like, oh shit, people are actually listening to this. But most of the time, no, I have no concept that people will actually... Maybe I should, you know...
When we're recording it, imagine specific people listening to it and being like, oh my God. Mostly my mum.
Okay, yeah, I forget that my mum listens
my
to this every
like
now and again.
20 episodes behind, so by the time she gets this, I'll probably be married with two kids.
And that makes talking about video game characters as vaginas fine, redundant.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Yes?
Yes. How about my TARDIS?
Your TARDIS.
My TARDIS.
So it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Well, it's literally not. I don't know. That doesn't really work, does it?
No. You need my friends.
My friends.
Yeah. My X-File.
No.
It's my X-File.
No, you're going to do that.
I would 100% do
just
that.
Just because you want...
It's mysterious and it's yet to be solved.
You want to have Mulder and Scully up in there.
Well, obviously. Who wouldn't?
True.
Exactly.
Mulder and his like little white boxes. No, not even boxes, like Y fronts.
Yeah, they're like the huge Y fronts.
Huge boy pants.
Yeah.
Because he moved on.
Yeah.
Nappies. He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
But he is.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we?
No. We're going to have to, or we'll run out of
time.
Yeah,
no, we are going to have to. Okay, right, so it is...
Fun conversation, though.
Challenge time. It's challenge time, and it is my turn to challenge Kate.
Sweet.
With a thing. Now, this challenge was inspired...
Mm-hmm. By a thing I said.
Yep.
Out loud.
By Kate attempting... We're playing Dragon Quest Builders. And that game has butter beans in them.
I didn't know we were going that far back. Okay. Sure.
Yep, this game has...
Can we do that?
Yeah, I am going to do this.
No.
This game has butter beans in them.
No!
And we were all very hungover when we were playing this, and Kate was kind of mumbling to herself.
I wasn't mumbling.
Okay, no, you were narrating. And you started trying to say butter beans in what you said was a Georgian accent, as in, like, the state of Georgia in America. And how did that sound, Kate?
I don't want to do. I changed my mind.
How did that sound? How about I go first, okay?
Okay.
I'll do an impression of you trying to speak, trying to say butter beans.
Okay.
Okay. This is what Kate sounded like. Butter beans.
You guys loved it.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So that's why I wanted to share it with people.
Can I make you children some butter beans?
And who used to make the butter beans?
No.
Who used to make the butter beans, Kate?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Come on.
My mama.
You have to say it into the mic.
I don't want to.
Okay, just say butter beans.
Butter beans.
Again?
Butter beans.
A little bit louder?
No.
People can't hear you.
Good.
Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Kate?
My butter beans.
Okay, well, you're covering your mouth, but okay.
It was funneling that way.
Okay, well, basically...
Oh, no.
I thought, what better way to celebrate this than to try and teach you how to do some accents.
Oh, boy.
And so I went to... Oh,
which ones have you?
I went to the prime source of all information and knowledge on the internet, WikiHow.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, first one we're going to try and do, okay? Mm-hmm. How to speak with an Australian accent, WikiHow. Okay?
No.
Method one of two.
I'm like 90% sure I can't do... Australian.
No, that's the point of this. You're gonna by the end of this, WikiHow will have taught you and we'll be able to do this. Okay? Okay, so it just goes like, listen carefully to native speakers, blah 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 blah.
Okay, we don't have any of those.
No, we don't. Okay. Keep your intonation steady, quick and soft.
What?
Picture a long, constant stream of words coming out.
Ugh.
Much like the entire sentence is one whole word. To do this, try not to move your tongue too much.
What?
Okay, so don't move your tongue.
My tongue.
One vocal coach suggests you imagine your tongue laying over an exercise ball.
Ugh. I can't do that.
You don't make percussive rhythmic sounds. Ugh. Rather, the whole sentence just flows out calmly and coolly.
Do I sound like an Australian yet? I am one for doing it.
Adjust your pronunciation of I to sound more like the I in oil.
What does the iron oil sound like?
This is one of the more important shifts you'll make. Instead of the I sound in like, might, or try, you want
like
you want something more like an oi sound.
Oi. That's so, not the I sound. That's the oi
so
sound.
So try saying like,
like.
And no, remember your tongue. Don't move your tongue. Remember, might.
Might. Holly, this is useless.
No, we haven't finished it yet. This is only step three.
I'm not sure it gets better from here.
It's WikiHow. Look at the picture. It's definitely going to help us.
She's terrifying.
Yeah, she is very badly drawn. And that's coming from me. Okay. You don't want to commit to the oi sound so that you say roit or loik. You just want a subtle rising tone in your eye. So, lark!
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 Oh, hello, mate!
Remember your tongue. Don't move your tongue.
Oh, yeah!
Turn your hard A sound into an I. Like, I read? Like that. Okay. The hard A in way... Oh no, where's it gone?
It's there.
Okay. The hard A in way or mate sounds almost like an I sound.
Okay. Might.
Yeah? Remember, don't move your tongue.
Might. I'm really confused about the tongue.
You may notice that your lips move outwards a bit when you get it right. Flattering the O shape your mouth makes for an A.
Might.
What?
I'm talking like this.
Soften an A into an E sound. So hat becomes het.
No, it doesn't.
That becomes
zet.
Cat becomes
ket.
Yes.
I'm an Australian.
Very good.
Oh, sorry, I didn't move my tongue. I'm an Australian.
Curb the T from the end of words.
Oh.
Aussies replace the hard T with a short, almost guttural noise.
Oh my
instead
god.
Of the T sound. So when you say the word right, you want to sound more like right. To see trimming the T sound from your accent.
Roy.
Good, very good, Kate.
That is not how Australians say right.
That's exactly how they say right. This is what Wiki How has taught us.
Okay. Rye, my Australian mites.
There we go. Yeah. Drop the R sound from the end of words and replace it with an A. For example, instead of forever, it would be forever. Instead of car, it would be cat.
Car. Again, that's not right.
What would river be?
River.
And care? Yeah, it's a hard one.
That's cheating.
Here, the R sound is subtle because care. The word ends in an E.
They've written it exactly like how you would pronounce care.
No, it's more like car.
Car.
I'm so sorry for any Australians listening.
I don't know if we have any.
So sorry.
We won't anymore.
No, no, they left a long time ago. Cut off the G from any ing word, so run in, eat in. This is just how I speak now.
They don't go run in.
Run in. There we go. Catching sounds like catch.
Catching.
Yeah, there we go. Raise your voice towards the end of words. So you go, hello, my name is Kate.
I feel like you're doing more work than I am. Okay. So, hello, my name is Kate. Is that what you're doing?
No, you do.
Because that's
no,
Kate Nash.
An upward inflection at the end.
I've already forgotten all the things you've taught me.
Okay. I expected more from you.
Hello?
No, hello!
What is that? What is that?
That's what WikiHow is telling me to do.
It didn't say drop the H's.
Did it not? Oh, this is just me making up.
No, that's you doing my... It's some kind of weird builder's boy accent. I don't know.
Develop a soft, playful and twangy tone of voice.
Oh, easier said than done.
I think that's...
Does it get... Ooh, slang.
Learning the slang.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So, esky is a cooler or an icebox. So.
I'm going to do an impression of Joe doing an impression of his dad.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's...
Okay.
That's this.
Okay, so esky...
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do
okay.
it.
Okay, uni.
Uni.
Mm-hmm. That's university. Believe it or not,
uni. I've never heard that word before.
Arvo.
Arvo
is afternoon. Thongs.
Yeah. I know these words.
What root sex? Remember this when rooting for the other team at a sporting event. Ooh. Oh God.
Chunder
and no chunder. Throw up or get sick.
Mm.
Stoked.
These are British
excited.
Words.
Tucker. Food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. American slang's filled with similar words. What is this?
Wait.
This wiki article is great as. Use as at the end of sentences to improve emphasis.
Can we move on to something more interesting?
Kate, I want you to say a sentence in Australian.
Well, there hasn't been an Australian sentence.
Okay, why don't we say...
Okay.
I
don't like Australian. Oh, I don't
you have
like
to say one thing.
Australian. Like, what?
My name is Kate.
No!
And I'm looking forward
no.
to the esky.
What was esky again?
Like icebox.
I'm looking
freeze.
Forward to the icebox.
Yes.
I can't wait for the icebox. No.
I'll do my.
My.
Nine.
Is that you trying not to move your tongue?
I'm trying to not move my tongue.
My.
Nine.
No.
Ois. It's said to not move your tongue. This is really
what
difficult.
What was the ois?
It's.
Ois.
Okay.
Koi.
Okay, good.
Koi.
And
I'm looking forward to the icebox.
You have to say icebox with an upward inflection. Icebox.
Icebox?
That was good. I think you passed Australian. Good
I
for
passed
you.
Passed Australian.
Yeah, you did really good.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is how
no.
to fake a convincing American accent.
No. But there's so many.
Yeah, it says determine the region you wish to imitate. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Well, we can do Boston, can't we? And we can do Brooklyn.
Okay, we can do... Shall we try...
Are we gonna...
Okay, let's... Okay, let's try Boston, okay?
Ka.
Wait, let me look at... Wait. I'm gonna have to look up how to do a Boston accent.
Oh, no.
Okay, what do you already know?
Ka.
Okay. It's Boston.
I'm just going to go to Boston and be like,
Boston.
Coffee.
Where's my
car?
Oh, it's so awful. Oh, three. Wait, Ricky Howe has us again here. Oh my god, the first example is calm!
It's calm! We did it! It's a shame this isn't a visual podcast.
I'm gonna take a screenshot of that because that's amazing. Okay. So it says drop the final R. So example, car. I said cat.
Car.
Okay. Okay. So birds of a feather flock together would be. Birds of a feather flock together.
Okay, you were doing so well with car. Try to... No.
You might want to... What on earth? The reason Bostonians dropped that R is...
We don't need reasons. I don't want a history lesson. No. Ooh.
So how are you is... How are ya?
You can move your tongue now. I think that's allowed.
Can I? Okay. How are ya?
Say it. No, that's real Geordie.
Well, this is your lesson.
How are ya?
There we go. That's
How
good.
How are ya?
Speak very fast.
Ah.
If you're speaking very fast, they won't realise how terrible your accent is.
Imagine turning up in Boston and be like, hello, everybody. Ka!
Ka! Ka! How are ya?
They'd be like, sorry.
So, don't is don't.
Doan.
Leave out the consonants.
Mm-hmm.
What? For example,
that's all the letters.
Exactly, that's just going ah, blip, 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 cat. For example, they would drop the D and T at the end of words. There are lots of vowels. This makes no sense.
Ha. What is that drawing? What is that? She's broken. Why is she saying
that? I'm screenshotting all these amazing WikiHow pages.
Okay, so sorry. It's okay. I'm gonna have to carry on Holly's day. If you say water fountain, Holly, people are gonna know you're not from Boston.
Yes.
I don't know how they haven't figured it out already.
This will be the thing that gives me away. I have been fooled. They could not pick my accent apart at this point.
Okay, so instead of water fountain, it's called a bubbler.
Bubbler.
Roundabouts in Boston are called rotaries.
What?
We're learning things.
That's weird.
Bostonians don't drink soda or pop. They call it tonic. What's wrong with Boston?
That can't be right. Tonic. Is that right?
No.
What? How would they say tonic?
Not like that.
Well, how do... Tonic.
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 Tonic. Yeah. Yeah.
Get up to my car.
Drink some tonic. Up to my car. The bubbler is...
I've got some coke in my car. Would you like to see my Frasier?
Oh, no.
Check out my Frasier with my tonic.
No, I don't like it.
I don't think we're doing this right anymore. Wait. Steamed clams are one of the most common local foods. God, Boston's weird.
I don't think this is correct.
Put the adjective wicked in front of words.
Oh, my God. So... Wicked car. Is that it?
No.
Is that right?
No.
Wicked tonic.
No.
What? Why is putting wicked in front of things?
You'd say something's like wicked good.
Oh.
Not that something's a wicked car.
I did say put wicked in front of things. That's exactly what I did.
You're upsetting me.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, God. Understand local geographical references. Nope. That's boring. Why...
What on earth is...
Nope, boring. Your computer sucks.
I think WikiHow is to blame for this.
No, you are.
I blame WikiHow.
How would you say sister with a Boston accent?
Sister.
What is that voice you're putting on?
it's my Boston voice.
I don't know.
Sister.
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 Hey, look, it's America. That is America, right? Yeah. There's a picture of America over there.
I think it's New York. It's Manhattan.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because there's the Freedom Tower there. There's World Trade Center
You could
there.
Be making this up, and I wouldn't know. that's the building that they fill with eagles to represent America.
Okay. That's definitely Manhattan.
Sure. Okay. Where's that, huh? Oh, it says it's Australia.
Yeah. They say the silly Australian accent.
I've already forgotten.
Soil. Isn't that it? Isn't that what it say?
The soil.
No, it's okay. The picture that's just come up on Google Chrome is called the sill.
The soil.
So that's
no
the soil.
It's the I, not the O in that.
Oh yeah.
So it's like the
seal.
The seal.
The seal. Okay. Yeah.
No,
there we
go. That sounds horrible.
I don't know.
How would I say lobster?
Mm.
There's no answer. There's no answer.
Shall I answer?
No, please don't. Please don't write an answer for how do you say lobster. You don't know the answer.
Lobster.
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 Okay. Oh my god. Okay, what's next? What horrible accent are you going to make me do next?
No, these accents aren't horrible. We're horrible. They're very... Okay.
No. No. I don't want... No.
Irish. This is WikiHow's version of how to do an Irish accent.
Okay, tell me.
Soften your vowels.
Or your land.
No, soften. Soften your vowels.
Or your land.
No, okay.
That's also a terrible
so
Irish accent.
So, the standard how are you should be pronounced how are you? How are you?
Everything you do sounds Geordie.
How are you? I can't help it.
How are you? How are you? How are you?
No.
Am I doing it right?
Okay,
yet?
So yeah, here we go. We're going back to the I pronounces oi. So Ireland is Ireland.
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 Ireland. Oh god. Oh god.
Oh, it gives the example of YouTube.
YouTube.
That's how I say it. YouTube.
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 Harden your consonants. So you soften your vowels and harden your consonants. As a why did Australian have the only one where it was like, don't move your tongue?
No, no, no.
Why?
No, no,
okay.
No.
Oh god. Oh my god. As a general rule, Americans have gotten lazy in their speech.
Ooh,
this is mean.
I mean, true.
Ladder and latter are pronounced the same in the US, but not to an Irishman.
Ladder.
Not to an Irishman.
Ladder, ladder, latter, ladder. No,
give each
not.
Consonant its due, with the exception of the next rule.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah, and that's what goes on to tube and tube. Ugh. Drop your G's.
Fine, I can do that. That's fine. I can remember that.
So, walk in. Oh, this is...
Walk in?
No, that's Geordie.
Walk in?
Morning. Morning. Working. Morning and working.
Oh my god, you're so cute.
Be very rotic. Ugh. Erotic.
Rotic, probably.
Erotic.
No,
not erotic.
Different. What?
Sorry, I'm laughing at the WikiHow. I've taken some screenshots of these amazing pictures, and I think my favourite is the bubbler woman.
Babla.
Babla.
In my car. Wait, I've forgotten how to say car already. Car.
Car. That's the only thing you knew how to do before we started.
I know, but now we've done lots of other things.
Okay. Repeat. Okay, speak quickly and clearly. That's
sure.
One. Yeah. Repeat the verb in yes/no questions. Often yes/no questions are straightforward and to the point. As a result, we answer yes or no. Seems pretty logical, right?
Sorry, the next one is... I was after running out of potatoes. Potatoes!
I can't!
Potatoes!
No!
Yay, that's one of the ones we can do.
Oh, God, this makes no sense.
Potatoes.
None of this makes any sense.
Potatoes.
Okay, so that's not how it works in the land of saints and scholars. Right. When asked, repeat the noun and verb. For example... Are you going to Jane's party tonight?
No.
And you go, I am.
I am.
Does Ireland have unicorns? It doesn't. Well, wait, I'm so confused as to what's different about that as to normal.
Does Ireland have unicorns? No. No, it doesn't.
Okay. yeah, there we go. Okay. Repeat. We've done that.
Potato.
Use the after. Oh, this is so complicated. Cheers! Exclamation mark. Utilise idioms and colloquialisms. Cheers, lad. Come here. Right.
Avoid top of the morning, dear.
Avoid top. And blarney. Unless you want to be that guy. I think we're already that
I
guy.
I do
want to
be that guy.
By the fact that we're on the WikiHow of how to do an Irish accent,
yep.
I think we're already that guy.
And you
guy.
Haven't said potatoes once.
I'm not going to say it.
Say potatoes!
That is racist. I want to say potatoes.
Potatoes are great.
Potatoes are great. They're one of the best foods.
Mmm, agreed.
It just says listen to Irish accents, blah, blah, blah. Visit Ireland.
Buy a book.
Why do I need to buy a book when I have, you know, WikiHow?
Okay.
So apparently we should listen to... Where are we gone? Oh, this WikiHow is awful. That's... Okay, we should listen to... Cillian Murphy. I don't know how this is pronounced.
That's fine. It's because you haven't read this.
Cillian Murphy, Robert Emms, and Jason Fleming. There you go.
No.
That's who we should listen to.
Also, the only thing Cillian Murphy is in at the moment, he's doing a Birmingham accent.
Who's Cillian Murphy?
He's the guy from Peaky Blinders.
I don't know who that is.
He's the one wearing the hat.
He's the one wearing the hat.
Yeah, the Peaky Blinders.
That's really... I haven't watched Peaky Blinders.
Up. Okay, wait, what's the next accent?
The next accent is Welsh, and unfortunately, I couldn't find this in WikiHow, so I've gone to the next best thing.
Wales is just that you have to constantly sound like you're asking someone if they want a biscuit.
Which is Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
Okay, the best answer. Well, I'm Welsh, and Welsh is my first language, so I live around everyone with Welsh accents. Yes, watch Little Britain's Dafydd Thomas and Gavin and Stacey to get used to the accent. English accent, hello, how are you? Welsh accent, hello, don't say the W after hello, so, don't say the W after hello.
This is terrible.
Hello. I think, how, say how like ouch, but which,
how,
hello,
ouch.
How,
no, I don't think you,
are you,
to,
you,
you're terrible.
You try.
Well, no, because these accents are bad.
You decipher it. Hello, Sutwiti.
That's actual Welsh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
No.
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 Oh,
no.
These people are terrible. Okay, well, you try a bit of...
There's also lots of different Welsh accents, though. There's, like, the really, really Welsh one, and then there's that sort of soft southern Welsh one.
Well, yeah, but you just do whatever you're comfortable with.
I've watched a lot of Torchwood.
Okay, yeah.
But that was, like, 10 years ago.
I watched a lot of Torchwood as well.
God, I love Torchwood!
I loved it so much.
I love Torchwood, we should watch Torchwood.
I would be... But we're gonna be so disappointed if we watch it again.
Hell no!
It was just sex. It was Doctor Who and sex. Basically.
Why do you think that would be disappointing?
No, not disappointing at all. If any, I wanted to see...
It's got that bit where Captain Jack and Spike from Buffy are like friends. They hate each other.
Yeah.
I like that bit.
It does. It does have those things.
And everyone wears nice coats.
Okay, we're going to finish off with something a bit more familiar.
There we go.
How to speak in a British accent.
Yay! Okay. All right!
All right!
I'm speaking in a British accent.
Pronounce you in stupid and in duty with you
as stupid. With,
or you. So stupid.
Stupid.
Duty.
This is how I say words.
Stupid. How, enunciate on heavy consonant sounds.
Ugh. What?
Isn't that... That's not what we do.
Well, no, they're generalising the whole of Britain.
I mean, that's what we've done for... Accent. We've done that for every other place.
Except Boston.
We were very particular in Boston. Sometimes drop the T's.
All right.
Sometimes drop the T's. Observe that some words are pronounced as written. The word herb rather than... Oh, yeah, because it's herb.
I guess this is written for Americans.
Yeah. The word bean is pronounced bean rather than bin.
Why would you think... Some people pronounce the word bean bin. Like, I've been to the shops,
yeah.
Rather than, I've been to the shops.
I've been to
the
shops.
Darling, I've returned with the shopping. Ugh.
Yeah, that would be weird. Observe that H is not always pronounced.
What? Like, what?
Like, hello.
Hello.
Hello. There we go.
All
right. Say bean, not bin, for the word bean. That's not necessarily true.
I don't think that's just a British thing anyway.
Bean. Bean. I like it has a man holding a bean. That one. Wait, I want to get a picture of it. Okay. Oh, God.
I think I would say bin. In a lot of cases.
Bin the shops.
Yeah, I've just been doing some work.
I've been doing some work.
I've been to the library.
You very rarely say bean.
I've been out all day. I've been out all day.
You've been out all day.
I have been out all... No, even then I said bin. I have been out all day. No, I don't like bean. I don't like saying bean.
I've been out all day.
I have been over there. Are we done with British accents?
I think you should try and copy my accent.
Walk in.
Okay, right, so
what... Tit shops.
What? I'm not Yorkshire! No, I don't say tut. Yeah, but in my okay, head give me something to say. And then
have you gone extra Geordie now, just for me?
Yeah, I have. Okay. I'm like trying to bring it back. Bring it back.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
I would like you to say...
Bear in mind, my Geordie accent is very soft.
It is very soft. Yeah. I'm quite disappointed in you.
I know. Everyone is.
Go into it. Like, dive right in there.
Okay. Well, it's difficult if there's not another Geordie person around.
Okay. I would like you to say that you think Gaz off of Geordie Shore... is the most attractive man you've ever seen.
In those exact words.
Well, you can put Reet in there as much as you like.
Where would Reet fit in there?
He's Reet attractive.
That doesn't work.
He's Reet attractive, okay? You would... Wait, what do they say?
What?
What's the slang they say in Geordie Shore? Tash on. You'd tash on with
I him. Never heard that before, ever, before I...
We tashed on.
I saw that on Geordie Shore.
It was Reet.
We used to just
bang
say,
in.
Got off with...
That's what I would use, but apparently...
Oh no, what's the... No, we...
Smashed.
No.
Snogged.
No.
Licked.
We... Oh, fuck. I can't remember now. But we did just say mortal. Got mortal.
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 Got mortal last
which
night.
Confused a lot of people when I came down to London. They were like, mortal?
Well, I understand what you mean.
Thank you.
That's because I watch a lot of Geordie Shore.
It wasn't a Geordie Shore!
Oh, we got mortal!
Oh, I hate that.
Banging!
That's...
Tunes! Tash on! It's got a dick like a parsnip.
Like a parsnip.
Like a parsnip. That's what they say. That's why God. Gaz is re-attractive.
He's re-attractive.
Parsnip boy.
Say Al Reet.
I'll reet.
I'll reet.
I'll reet.
I'll reet pet.
Pet.
There you go. Say that all together.
I'll reet pet.
I'll reet pet. How's it going?
Not bad, thank you.
No!
I've been to the shop.
I've been to shops.
I've been to shops. Down to shops. I wonder if American people know about the tut thing.
I don't know, actually.
Because it's quite localised, but like, I think everyone in England knows that Yorkshire people like tut. Tut this, tut that.
I remember we had one of my physics teachers had a really strong Yorkshire accent.
Can you do a Yorkshire accent?
Very badly.
Go on then.
And he used to, one time, we think he was probably drunk.
Yeah.
But he said, I think, no, this is what my brother told me this happened. And he just said out of nowhere, he was talking about, I don't know, space or something.
Space, whatever.
So, I don't know, some physics shit. And he was just saying... I can fly high into the sky like thunderbirds.
That's adorable.
I know.
Thunderbirds.
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 So yeah, that was good.
Oh,
I enjoyed that.
Yorkshire people.
It's a good accent.
I barely ever get to go there because there's nothing there.
Oh.
Well, there was the Yorkshire Games Festival a couple of weeks ago, but I was in Macclesfield, where people speak very similarly, but they'd probably kill me if I said that.
Where is Macclesfield?
Macclesfield. It's south of Manchester.
South of Manchester.
It's got a similar... I can never remember what the Mancunian accent sounds like, because it's boring.
Manchester... It's like,
It's like, is it... Wait, is that where Oasis are from?
I don't know. I have no
it's
idea.
It's really... I think it's really
What's
nasal.
What's the Manchester accent?
It's like, I can't like this. I'm from Manchester.
Mancunian.
What about
accent?
Liverpool? What about Scouse? Can you remember how Scouse sounds?
Yes,
Scouse.
Oh, from Liverpool. Like that.
Liverpool.
Oh, it's horrible.
Overpronouncing all their vowels.
Liverpool.
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 Because the thing I always get people, or the bit that is a word I say, and people always get really confused by it.
Which one?
Mer.
What?
Exactly, there we go!
What? Mua.
Mua.
And that's not more.
It is more. More.
Why don't you say it properly?
Because mua.
Mua?
No! It's not like you're going, mua.
Oh, more. Could I have some more potatoes?
Walk in the mua.
And have some mua potato. Potato.
Just say, no, it's not like mua, it's like mua.
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 No!
Mwah.
More.
Mwah.
Mwah. It's more that you add a into the end. Meh. You sound like you.
Okay.
Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like you're doing the backward speaking that we tried to do.
Oh, that was so good.
You sound like the dwarf from.
We should do that again. That was so
Twin Peaks.
Good. That was so good.
It was so good. We'll try it again. When Twin Peaks comes back, we'll do a special.
Fine. Do an accent of me.
And a what?
Do an impression of
an
me.
An impression of you.
I want to know what you think I sound like.
I want you to know what you think I sound like.
I sound like Hermione Granger.
You are Hermione Granger.
I am not. I am not.
I am Kate Gray. Likeable Twitter person.
Oh, that's cute though.
There you go.
Say more nice things about me.
No.
Go on.
Do you know what expression I always really liked in Geordie? Yeah. Was Ganyam. Ganyam.
Ganyam style?
What do you think? Ganyam style. What do you think Ganyam is?
It's a type of potato.
It's going home. Ganyam.
Okay.
Which is, because that's also, yam is, there's a lot of this, to get really boring, there's a lot of Danish slang.
Oh, no, that's boring. That's boring.
Newcastle. Crossover. Crossover.
Danish land.
Okay.
So I'm from the Midlands, where there's a whole bunch of slang, none of which I say because I'm proper like.
Mm-hmm.
And in some, I think, coastal towns, people from Leicester are known as chizzits.
Okay.
Because they go into shops and they go, "How much is it?"
Oh, how much is it?
And it sounds like they're saying, "I'm a chizzit."
Okay.
But they're actually going, "How much is it?"
Oh, I quite
how much
like
is
that.
This? I don't talk like that.
Well, it's like if there's people from South Shields are known as sand dancers, which I think is adorable.
That's cute.
Isn't it? It sounds like something
Why?
From... I don't know. I don't know the
it's
etymology
really
of it.
It's probably really offensive.
Probably, yeah. Most of those things are. But I always quite... Because it sounds like a fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Going to the land of the sand dancers.
What is your favourite accent?
Favourite...
Not
anywhere.
Just, not British.
Not British.
Everywhere.
Well, I mean, Southern Irish is nice.
It is nice. What else?
I like lots of different accents.
Go on, give me them.
I quite like a Scandinavian accent.
What? That's like 50 billion different accents.
Yeah, but you know, Swedish,
even
Danish.
Norwegian?
I don't know about Norwegian.
Norwegian sounds kind of like slightly confused English.
I'm basically going off Swedish and Danish.
Okay, Swedish is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Swedish chef.
Oh gosh. Oh, no.
I'm sorry to anyone we have listening that's Swedish. I think we do actually have some Swedish listeners.
That would be nice.
Do an impression of a Swedish
person. I can't.
Person.
I can do an impression of my family. My
do that.
So
you
like
Danish for reference, not Swedish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wildly different. So they'll say like, "Hi, Holly."
No, that's adorable.
I know.
Do some more.
No.
No, it's really cute. I like it.
I don't know what else I could say.
Talk about, what do Danish people like? Cinnamon.
Hi, Holly. I can't do it. I can't do it past "Hi, Holly." That's literally it. Hi, Holly.
That
although
all
I do,
say
I, that's all I say. That's how close I am with my family.
Aww.
But I do like that they say bye. They say hi, hi.
Oh, that's cute. Wait, even in English?
Yeah. Well, they speak in and out of Danish and English, so it's kind of like a weird, bizarre mixture.
I like that their goodbye is basically like a maths equation where you have to say it twice.
Yeah,
to cancel it out.
It's like kind of like algebra of words. It's like hi plus hi.
You're so
equals.
Poetic.
Thank you.
That's just regular maths, though.
What? But letters.
Why? Sure.
Yeah.
What other accents are hot? Sexy accents for you.
Some American accents are quite nice.
Which ones? Like Georgia.
Like
butter beans.
Butter beans.
Oh, I didn't even do it properly that time. I just said butter beans wrong.
Butter beans.
Butter beans.
Butter beans.
You wanna try my butter beans?
Oh no! I feel like that's the last thing I'm gonna hear before I get killed.
By what? By me?
I don't know. You might have, the Georgia butter beans person might have butter taken beans. Over from you at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have family in Georgia.
Oh, we have family friends in Georgia. We should go to Georgia and visit people.
No, because they voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go to there.
No, it's not a... We used to visit quite a lot, and it is an unusual place, as not to offend anybody who lives there.
Racist. Anyway, yeah, other accents, not Georgia, obviously. What are beans?
I had a professor who had a Portuguese accent.
You were talking about American accents.
I'm sorry.
You didn't cover any of them.
I said, like, Georgia. I don't know, like, Southern American is nice.
I'm making a face at you.
Sometimes
right now.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Like a drawl. Matthew McConaughey, like a Texan Matthew McConaughey.
He talks like this.
Just not move your mouth.
Yeah, he's got a real big mouth, but he doesn't use it.
Yes, exactly.
Like that?
Yeah.
Am I getting you hot?
Well, always, but that in particular is lovely.
Do you like my ranch?
Oh my god. But yeah, Portuguese is cool, because we couldn't tell. It's a really odd language, because it kind of almost sounds Eastern European, like the accent, and we were like, where's he from? Because it's like, sometimes it sounds Italian, sometimes it sounds Spanish, sometimes it sounds like Eastern European and Russian.
Okay.
It's Portuguese. It's nice. Nice voice.
So what you find sexy is like, where's he from? What country is he from?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah, why not?
A man of mystery.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Any others?
I don't know. It's your turn. I've said lots of stuff. What do you like?
Well, we've been through this before.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, have we mentioned your Burnley?
Have we?
I don't know if we have.
I feel like you made fun of me last time for it.
Probably.
But we can mention it again.
I'll mention it again.
Love that.
Because it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite things. But me and Kate were talking about different accents that we found attractive. And Kate just kind of said to me, just completely like, you know, offhand and just like throwaway comment. She was like, yeah, I've always had a real thing for like exotic accents. So.
Might not have said exotic.
You did. That's why I laughed. That is why it's especially brilliant. It's like, and I, you know, I just have a thing for exotic accents. You know, I once went out with a guy from Burnley.
No!
And I would just looked at you. I was like,
do a Burnley accent.
Burnley. Talk like that.
Oh, yes.
I just looked around at you and was like, what are you talking about?
It was cute.
Exotic?
I mean, maybe exotic wasn't the word. Exotic in the sense that I wasn't used to it.
Oh my god.
I'd never been to Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
Burnley.
I think we should move on to questions.
Oh, but I was having fun.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll get my questions up.
We actually remember to ask for questions in decent time.
Did we?
You did.
Yes.
No, I did, and then I told you to tweet questions.
Yeah, I remembered. Good point. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay, first question from Luke. Have you ever had Malasadas?
What?
I don't know what these are, but they're in the new Pokemon game.
No.
You can go to a shop and they're like, do you want to try a spicy Malasada? And I'm like,
What is it?
Yeah. It's like fried cake, I think.
Ooh,
yeah.
Like a churro type thing? Like batter
know,
or cake? Because
it doesn't show you what they look like, and I didn't look it up. So no, we haven't had Malasadas.
But it sounds
nice. I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right.
No.
Have you ever made a fried cake like that?
No.
No. But I have tried funnel cake. Have you tried funnel cake?
I love funnel cake. It's so good.
We don't have it in the UK because we're not disgusting human beings.
No. Oh, that's very mean.
Last time I had it was in LA last year when I went to play Battleborn.
Oh.
And then we went to Santa Monica Pier, and I was like, we need to get some funnel cake. And the guy I was with was like, so we have to. And I was like, funnel cake. So we got some funnel cake.
And it is the best.
Dippin' Dots.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another thing we don't have in the UK, because our ice cream is real.
Yeah, that is bullshit.
But sometimes you want terrible things.
That's true. Next question.
Also from Luke. What's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to you? Oh, God.
Not much.
I mean, it's always going to be, like, recent things, isn't it?
Nicest things. Well, if I think back, like, when I left sixth form, we had, like, you know, like, the yearbooks. Mm. And a bunch of our teachers wrote in them.
And one of them was like, you're not terrible.
Congrats. Pretty much.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I just had a few teachers who just said really lovely things.
Hmm.
And, yeah, that was nice. That was very sweet.
I'm trying to remember a specific example. You've never said anything nice about me.
No, I try not to.
I liked when you got drunk at the Games Media Awards and just told me you loved me over and over again.
I remember us spinning.
We were slow dancing.
No one else was dancing, but
we were very drunk.
We were so drunk. And we were like slow dancing and just like telling each other how much we loved each other and how much we appreciated each other.
It was so cute.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. But I remembered what one of my... Because I was listening to a podcast recently, and they brought up, do you know the Mr. Bergstrom episode?
With,
It reminded me, like, he hands her a note saying, you are Lisa Simpson, like, to remind her that, you know, and stuff. And I was like, oh, and I remember one of my teachers wrote in the back of my yearbook, it was just something like, you know, never forget how, like, truly talented you are.
I'm laughing through this, because I can imagine a teacher giving you a name tag that just says, like, I am Holly Nielsen.
And you'd be like, just oh, crying.
It's like, that's so meaningful, because I am. I am Holly. And I won't ever forget. And they're just like...
Okay. Okay, they're like, please go away, Holly. You haven't studied here for 3 years.
This is all very, like, I like it when people say nice things about me.
I like it when people say nice things about me. Yeah. They rarely do, but it's nice when they do.
I'll say nice things about you.
Say a nice thing about me.
I think you are a very beautiful lady.
Aww.
And you got real nice hair.
Aww.
I think the things that you're doing with history and video games are super cool and inspiring, and there's not a lot of people who've done it. So you're a pioneer. Maybe not like the first one, but you're one of them. If we were talking about actual pioneers, like, you're not, like, actually making the trail, but the trail's still very fresh.
Yeah, I'm one of the people that's behind. I'm like, yeah, I could, like, you know, like, hoe along this trail and make
and they're
it
like,
a bit
no, no,
clearer.
No, 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 just stay in your wagon. And you're like, okay,
I'll do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're
thank you,
special lady.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. Yay.
I've had a lot of people recently tell me that I'm brave. And I think, like, I haven't, before, like, a couple months ago, I wouldn't have ever told someone they're brave. It just didn't occur to me. But it's actually, like, it's a really big thing to tell someone.
Yeah.
Because everyone's terrified all the time.
It is a nice thing to hear.
Yeah. And also, I like being told I'm smart. So if y'all want to just tweet me about how smart I am, please go ahead.
Please don't.
Please do. I won't actually reply, because that's like, if I'm just like, yeah, thank you, that would be weird. Don't actually tweet that I'm smart. That's weird. Don't do that. I'm sorry, I've made this weird.
Next question.
Stephen Bain says, how should I describe this podcast when recommending it to a friend?
It's a comedy podcast with two ladies talking about random shit.
That sounds terrible.
But there's no good way of selling us.
I like when I talk about this podcast to people, I like picking some of my favorite episode topics.
Yeah.
Obviously Sex Dungeons.
Sex Dungeons.
That's like a
period special is one that I always go to.
Same, because I'm like, we can be serious also.
Yeah.
I think that one's my favorite of our serious episodes. We've done a couple.
Yeah.
That like I haven't liked as much. Like, we did Women in History, which was fine. Like, it was good, but it didn't, like, fill me with, like, this is the best. We're the best. What other ones have we done? Oh, I guess the Metro one.
Oh, Metro the Musical. Yes. I mean, that's always going to be my favourite, no matter what.
Yeah.
So.
Which other good ones have we done?
What, like, whole episodes?
Yeah. Or, like, topics in episodes. Oh, no, the Garrus...
Garrus fan fiction.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we did X-Files fan fiction that was really good.
The first, I think that was the first ever episode.
We've got an X-File.
Shit. That was good, yeah.
Oh, so,
now we're just quoting our own podcast back at people, which is the worst thing on our podcast.
I don't even care.
Yeah,
I think we're
fine.
Great.
It's
We've got fine. Nearly 1,000 followers, and I would like to get to 1,000 followers before the end of the year.
That would be, that's a good goal.
So if you guys can share and like and subscribe. Wait, can you like? You can't like it.
Subscribe,
you can subscribe
and comment nice things.
Yeah.
Rate and review. There
rate
we go.
And review.
That's
the podcast one.
Yeah.
We just, I know we don't do this regularly, but I don't really have anything to add to that.
No, we're trying.
Good. We're not.
Well, it's difficult because we both are working like ridiculous hours at the moment.
And I'm out of the country all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. The Fabulous Mr. Milk says, any recommendations for questions to ask a podcast? I always ask stupid questions, like, what have you got in your pockets right now?
Oh, would you rather be a human with the mind of a dog or a dog with the mind of a human?
I think this is a stupid question.
No!
I think it's really obvious. I would be a dog with the mind of a human.
No!
Because people would just stroke me, and I'd be like, this
people,
is fucking
people don't
great.
Think of the crushing loneliness.
I'm a dog. I'm never lonely.
You can't communicate. You can't communicate.
Any place in the world.
Also, imagine being a stray dog.
I'm not a stray dog. I belong to someone.
You don't know that.
I'm a really cute dog.
That's not part of the thing.
I'm a really
cute
dog.
You don't know that. You might be like really mangy and have scurvy or something. Well, dog scurvy.
If I've got the mind of a human, I can clean myself up. I can walk into like a groomer's and I could be like, I'm so sad. And they'll be like, oh, doggy.
And they'll be, get out of here.
No, they won't. You're wrong. Shut up. What's the worst thing you've ever done on a date? Says Bin Diesel. I asked a girl to tell me about Chernobyl once.
Okay, right. We wanted context for this. Yeah. Because basically, if like you were talking about nuclear disasters, in and that because
if you were already on that topic,
then that's fair. But if she was like, oh, well, my family are from Russia, and you went in with, well, tell me about Chernobyl, then it would be a bit odd.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I'm from Ireland. Well, tell me about the potato famine.
So what was that about?
Did you run out?
Do you remember it?
Was it bad? Oh, I'm from, I don't know, I've run out of countries.
What's the best thing you've ever done?
I'm from London. Whoa, tell me about the plague. Was it tough on you?
Tell me, what's the worst thing you've ever done on a date?
Well, I've only had like two.
I'm trying to think. I once, Ooh.
I'm sure I've already told my story on this podcast as well.
What was it?
I just had a huge fight with my best friend, who he was also friends with. Mm-hmm. And I spent the whole time just being like, oh, she's the worst. Fucking, oh, I'm so angry at her. And then at the end, he was like, well, would you like to do this again? And me, thinking in my head that I was saying, well, I don't want to do this exact date again, because this was terrible, because I've been terrible. Mm. And like, yes, I would like to do this again, but next time let's not talk about how angry I am at someone the whole time.
Yeah.
But what I actually said was, ha ha, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, and God. Then I just ran away.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, that's worse than mine. Actually, really? I don't know if it's worse than mine.
What did you do?
Well, we were planning to meet up. What was it? I don't know if it counts as a date. Well, we were planning to meet up. It was when I was at uni in first year. Mm-hmm. And there was a night at a bar that everyone used to go to, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I was planning to meet up a guy that I'd been on one date with before and had asked me if I wanted to go to the thing with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, okay. He was very sweet, but very dull.
Okay.
He was a lovely guy, and it's probably my fault for not bringing out a light, but he was one of those people where it's like, I was trying to find some, like, something he liked, so I'd be like, oh, you know, you know when you talk to someone, you talk about, you know, what you like, what your interests are, what you're enthusiastic about. Mm-hmm. Every single thing was just like, yeah, it's alright. I don't know, I don't really like that, it's a bit shit, but, you know. It was a lot of that. And so I went to this night, and I deliberately went to my friends really early so we'd get in.
Yeah.
And I was like, knowing that by the time he arrived, the bar would probably be full and he wouldn't be let in.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, I said to him, I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll meet you then. And then when he started getting closer, I was like, oh, I'm already here, sorry, I arrived early. And he didn't get in and was like, oh, well, do you want to go somewhere else?
And you're like, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah, and I texted him saying, maybe another time.
Oh,
and
no.
This is going to make me sound awful, but I then met my boyfriend who I was with for a year and a half that night.
I think that does make you sound awful. That's the thing that happens.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I felt kind of bad for him. And then the next time I was kind of like, sorry, kind of met someone. It was awkward.
On our date.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on, because you're a terrible person.
Oh.
Jack has a few questions.
Okay.
In a world where Trump lost and took up residence in Santa's Arctic nuclear launch facility,
okay.
Sure, which historical figures and game developers, two of each, do you send in to stop him? And who goes with them to make the documentary? This is a very complicated...
Okay.
Wait, historical figures and game developers.
Well, I would want Kojima. Basically, I'm not a huge Kojima fan, but I would want it because I would basically like to see, like, the kind of stuff you try. He'd try and pull off something really fancy and then would get distracted by, like, you know, like, screen glare. And then be like, oh, wow. And then I think the documentary maker would have to be Louis Theroux, because he'd probably, like, talk Trump down. He'd ask him why he was angry, and then Trump
and
would start crying.
And your historical figure?
Historical figure, I would have... Ooh, historical figure.
Mm-hmm.
Which historical figure would I have? I would have... I'm trying to think of, like, really useless ones. Like, ones that would just be kind of, like... Like, I'm trying to think of it as, like, a fun kind of caper. instead of actually trying to stop someone.
In a nuclear launch
facility. Okay, fine. We have Kojima.
He's gonna press a button.
We have Kojima. He likes nuclear launch facilities. They're in lots of his games.
Okay.
I'm sure, but I don't know. But they probably are.
Sure.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kojima, mm-hmm. Louis Theroux, mm-hmm. and...
You can do it.
And... Ah, I don't know!
Shall I say mine?
Yes.
Okay. My game developer, if I'm allowed to have him, would be Iwata. Because can you imagine Iwata, like, not being lovely?
Yeah.
To anyone? Also, I'm sorry, but I've just... On the screen, it says that this photo is by Clude's Tomato.
That's the best. It's a fantastic name.
Clude's Tomato.
I want Clude's Tomato to be my historical figure.
No. So yeah, I'd have Iwata. Because can you imagine him, like, going up to Trump and Trump being like, I'm Trump and I'm a terrible person. And Iwata would just be, like... unflinchingly adorable and lovely and kind.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? He's like the very loveliest calming person that ever existed. But my historical figure mm-hmm. would probably have to be along the same lines. I'm going for like a charm offensive mm-hmm. here. So who's nice? Who's... Maybe Queen Victoria, because I can imagine her just not taking any shit.
Just talk someone down.
Just be like, no!
Yeah. I would think I would go for maybe like an Abe Lincoln or someone. Ugh. Someone who'd give a speech.
Yeah, he'd be like, you're the president? Except no, in this fantasy, he's not the president.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool, that works. And cool. He has a nice hat.
Yes.
And
he can be like odd job. He can throw the hat and it's actually like razors. Yeah.
Okay. So a man named Harry Plamalam.
Plemuo?
Plobo?
Plebby?
Pla. Plombo. Says, do you guys watch any esports? Also, what time is 2:00?
I don't really watch any esports. I wanted to watch the Overwatch World Championships, but I was out at the time and missed them. But Overwatch is the only competitive game I've ever really played to anything.
I mean, it depends what you think competitive is.
Yeah.
Harvest Moon's pretty competitive for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you imagine if that was an esport? It's like...
Oh my god, it'd be so cute!
It would last for hundreds of hours before anybody even got anywhere.
But it would... You'd have, like, tea breaks and everything. Anyway, what time is 2:00? Now, I call the evening meal tea. Because mm-hmm. I'm from the Midlands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's breakfast, lunch, tea.
Yeah.
Dinner's fine, but dinner's, like... fancy tea.
Yeah.
And supper is like, oh, get the cutlery out, polish the silverware,
get the cutlery out, we're not using our hands tonight.
You know what I mean? Like the extra cutlery.
Okay, okay.
The side cutlery.
The fancy cutlery.
Yeah, where you've got like 50 spoons.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's what supper is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Supper is either like super fancy tea
mm-hmm.
that you'd have at like a boarding school.
Okay.
Or it's the thing that you have after tea.
Yeah, yeah. Supper, like, before you go to bed.
Yeah, where your parents are like, come and have a biscuit, Charles. I don't know what this fantasy is.
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Supper is the kind of thing, I imagine you, like, being a tiny, posh little child.
Yeah.
In your full, like, nightshirt.
Yes.
Pajamas.
And you have supper before you go to
sleep.
And
you go, Mummy, Daddy, I know it's past my bedtime, but might I be allowed to have a little supper before I go to sleep? And they go, oh, Poppy, you're so charming and wonderful. Have you cleaned the horses? Then yes, you may have supper. You may. Okay. You may.
Well, if we're talking about tea as in the drink, then anytime. Tea. Anytime is 2:00.
My mum says I shouldn't have tea after 5.
What's bull? Okay, I have tea till like 1 in the morning.
So. I've been trying to do that because if I have more than 3 cups, I get very anxious.
Mm.
In fact, if I haven't had tea in a while and I have 1 or 2, sometimes I'm like, why do I feel like terrible?
If I don't have a cup of tea, I get a headache.
I do get a headache.
Yeah.
So 1 is like my safe limit. 2 is my be careful.
Oh, God. I have so many cups of tea. I should cut down.
You should.
I should.
You should. Next question.
Next question.
Shall we have some supper?
Oh, God.
We do actually have food after this.
Yes, we do.
We've got pudding.
We've got apple crumble.
Pudding.
Pudding. Pudding and custard.
We've got some pudding. I love the word pudding.
Pudding.
Pudding?
Pudding.
Pudding.
Pudding sounds like a horrible sex act.
So does pudding.
No.
Pudding me after supper, darling.
Oh.
Just another gaming blog says, any advice about how to turn off the part of your brain that worries about work or study? Also, your bag, yay!
I literally have no advice for that because I don't follow it myself. I find I found really useful is not to work in my bedroom, if that's possible. I used to do all my work in my room.
Yeah.
And then you don't kind of, you know, obviously it depends on, you know, you might have a setup in your room and it's the only place you can work.
Yeah.
But if you can get out of your room or get out of your flat, then it's good to separate and have a place which is just for relaxing and just for sleep, and then other places for work.
Yeah. Do you want to know what stopped me worrying about studying?
What?
This is going to be such a wanky answer.
Oh, God.
Graduating! Yeah!
Okay, right, moving on.
I'm so sorry. I was so happy when I realised I would never have to do an exam again. I mean, I like exams, weirdly. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Dan Pierce says, what are the best and worst Christmas presents you ever got?
That's
great answers for this.
Best? The Wii with Twilight Princess, because I remember it blew my mind.
Yeah.
Playing Wii Sports.
That was good.
That was like, my brain was just freaking out.
I think the best one I can remember in recent memory is a very lame one. You know when you're a kid and you see your parents getting Christmas presents that are like a barbecue set.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wonderful. And you're like, I will never grow up to be like that.
Yeah.
I will always be excited by exciting things and never buy socks. And last Christmas, I got a voucher, which I spent on a duvet.
Yes.
A very nice duvet.
That's good.
It's a duck down duvet.
Ooh.
10.5 tug.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, shit.
So it keeps me warm in the winter.
Nice.
And warm in the summer also.
Good.
It's warm all year round. But it's so fluffy. And like when you like move it,
yeah,
it makes a really satisfying sort of fluffy sound. It's like fluff, 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 fluff.
I got last year I got a sewing box in the shape of a little house.
And, I love it.
And a apron with geese all over
it. Wait, this scarf. This scarf was last
really
Christmas.
Happy with them. That's a really nice scarf. I love that scarf.
Okay, worst Christmas present.
Worst Christmas presents. I remember it's a different one, because my grandparents are lovely.
Okay.
My grandparents are very sweet and well-meaning.
Yep.
And so it feels kind of mean to kind of, but they are notoriously terrible. For my mum's 18th birthday, they got her tea towels. For her 21st, they got her brass rubbings from a local church.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
How do you get someone brass rubbings? That's the thing you can get for free!
Yes. Yeah. So, I think, I think I'm going to take my mum's answers because they're really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got two.
Okay.
The actual worst present is, there's two. I once got, like, a Barbie colouring set when I was, like, 14. I also got a box of deodorants.
You smell! Take this!
Not even deodorants I wanted to use. They were like the little girl ones that come in a can, like the Impulse ones.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it's like, do you want to smell like fake sweets? And I'm like, not really. But the actual worst present I got at the time, it's a great story, and it's on video somewhere as well.
Oh, God.
So I was maybe like 5 or 6. And my brother was probably about 3.
Okay.
And we had these huge presents. And we were at my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. So we were ushered into this little room that's now their second living room.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. They've got tennis courts.
Oh my God.
And horses.
Oh gosh.
And stables.
Jesus Christ.
Lots of things. Anyway, so they took me into this room. And there were these two huge presents. You know the kind of present that, like, for a 6-year-old is as big as they are?
Yeah.
And I was like, my brother went first, and what he unwrapped was, like, a tiny little Jeep for a 3-year-old, right? And you pressed a button, and it went automatically, forward.
I always wanted one of those.
Same.
Yeah.
Which is why when I opened my present, and it was a bike, I was really, really angry. I threw a massive tantrum. Like, the biggest tantrum I've ever thrown. I didn't throw that many.
Yeah.
I think I've thrown, like, a handful. One was the bike, and one once was when I did a proper tantrum, like, lying down on the floor kicking and you know,
you didn't
banging
want to go
my
to, you didn't want to go to high school that day.
In the middle of, like, Toys R Us or Marks and Spencers or something. And my parents were just, like, so unused to me doing it that they were like, what? What? Scoop her up and just, like... Anyway, so this bike, which is a really cool present to get, like, a 6-year-old. But I threw this huge tantrum and I was like, why would I want a bike? I can't even ride a bike. This is a stupid present. But like in 6 year old voice.
Yeah.
So higher pitched, mm-hmm. I'd imagine.
I hope so.
And I didn't learn to ride a bike until like 4 years later because my parents were like, well, fuck you then. I don't know what I did with that bike. I guess I must have just not ridden it.
Oh,
I was such a shit child.
Oh, all children are shit. We were all shit.
Yeah, but imagine spending, like, I don't know how much a child's bike costs, like £100?
I had an amazing one my friend told me about, and they were, so it was her and her brother, and I think they must have been around, like, 7 and 9 years old.
Yeah.
And they, all they wanted was a dog. They really wanted a dog. Mm-hmm. They'd been asking for a dog for years and years and years. Their parents said no.
Okay.
And then they, you know, their parents told them to come down on Christmas morning. Uh-huh. And their dad is sat there with a blanket. And in the blanket is a little dog. A little dog moving about. And they get closer. Yeah. And, of course, they're freaking out. They're like, oh, my God, this is really exciting. The dad then removes the blanket. And it's a puppet. It's a hand puppet.
Oh, God.
And they just burst into tears.
That's such a dad thing to do.
It was like, it's just the fact they were traumatized by it. Also, this isn't related to Christmas, but I always loved this, was that a couple of our family friends used to tell their two sons that they used to always ask, oh, can we go to Disney World?
Yeah.
And they were like, you have been to Disney World. You're just too young to remember it.
Ah, that's really mean.
I know. And they would just, and they would tell them this over and over again. And it wasn't until they were like 20 years old that they let them know. It's like, yeah, you've never been to Disney World.
Oh, I did have a Christmas once also where I accidentally opened my dad's presents. Only like two of them. But I didn't understand. I was like, they were like DVDs, you know, you can get like a fireplace and an aquarium.
Yeah.
But I was like probably 16 and I didn't even have a TV. And so I opened them and I was like, I don't understand why you've got this, but I'm going to pretend like I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then another year, do you have that thing where your parents are like, oh, thank these people for the Christmas presents?
Yeah.
And one year.
Thank you cards.
Yeah. 1 year I was like, I'm going to do this without my parents asking. And so I sent a Facebook message to my uncle being like, thank you so much for your gift. Couldn't remember what it was, but I was like, let's just keep it vague.
Yeah.
Turns out they didn't send me one. And yeah, turns out there was this policy that it's fine. Like, once the cousins reach past 21, they just don't get Christmas gifts anymore, which is like, fine. Like, that's a lot of
people. I don't think I've ever had a Christmas present from my extended family.
The deodorant was from one of my aunts and uncles. Okay. Not the same ones.
Okay.
But yeah, and I was like, thank you so much for your gift. And then I was like, oh, they didn't reply. That's weird. It's because I said thank you for something that didn't exist.
Oh.
That was embarrassing. Matt Lorigan says, if you could design the three starters for the next Pokemon game, what would they be? Okay, so grass.
Grass
is a dog.
Okay.
Fire.
Yeah.
Is a dog.
Okay.
And water.
Mm-hmm.
Is a dog?
Okay.
What if they were all dog?
Okay, yeah.
What if dog?
What if dog?
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go with that. What if dog?
What if dog? Welcome to Pokedog. Pokemon dog.
Pokemon dog.
And Pokemon dog also.
Pokemon more dog.
More dog. And then the third version gets released and it's called Pokemon even more dog?
Pokemon most dog.
Most dog! Oh my god, I'm getting that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna wait until Pokemon most dog comes out. And there's a fourth one which is like electric dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luke Botham? Botham?
Botham.
Botham. Botham. Botham. What film slash song or item would you pick to act as an introduction to an alien race? Your partner delivers it slash them. I'm so confused about this.
I say, Kate, there's an alien race that's arrived. It's like The Arrival or Arrival, whatever the film's called. And you are Amy Adams. And I go, Kate, it's aliens. Go speak to them. And I said, but you can only speak to them through the medium of modern dance. And then I just like send you off.
When we're talking modern dance, are we talking like the actual modern dance where it's basically just fancy ballet? Or are we talking modern dance like, I'm going to do the robot.
I'm going
to...
Bow, bow. I mean, to be honest, by the point that I've sent you off to dance at some aliens, I don't really care about the style.
Is that what we're going for? Modern dance. I really like this photo.
That is a good photo.
It's some trees.
And fog.
Fog and trees. It looks like a video game.
We need to keep it going.
Sorry.
It's an hour and a half.
Bow, bow, bow.
Okay, what am I doing to the aliens then?
You're mooning them.
I'm mooning them. Okay, cool.
That really isn't in the spirit of the question, but I don't care. Okay, if you were to win the prize of the Capcom Cup, where you get to design an outfit for a Street Fighter V character, which one would you design an outfit for and what would it be? I don't know any of them.
Chun-Li.
Is that Street Fighter?
That's Street Fighter.
I would design her an outfit that lets her boobs, like, be, like, taped down. Yeah. She's so uncomfortable.
I would just give any of the female characters sports bras.
Yeah.
And just be like, you know what? That looks painful as fuck. Let's give you a good supportive bra.
Philanthropic up in here. Brooke Jensen says, how many copies of Project Tingler by Zoe Quinn will you be buying? I don't know, because I've read you Chuck Tingle books.
Yes.
And we had fun.
We did have fun.
We had a good time. So maybe that could be a challenge in the future. But I can't promise it will be one straight away.
Yeah. We are definitely intrigued. And our interest has been piqued.
Piqued. Those are some good words. Purple Chair, do you have any unusual Christmas traditions in your families? I bet you do.
What? Why would you say that in that derisive tone?
You're mad.
We're mad.
You're proper mental.
We're proper mad, we are.
Proper mad.
Oh, it's dead mad. We're so kooky.
Two handstands on Christmas Eve. Mental.
I don't know if anything is, like, unusual or weird. We always... Well, at the moment, it's not really a tradition, but the last couple of times, my dad's obsessed with Lego, so he'll get loads of Christmas Lego sets and we'll all build them together.
Everyone does Christmas Lego. That's not unique.
Yeah.
You're not a special flower.
No, we aren't special flowers. We do have sometimes... it's a Danish thing, I think. Sometimes we do it, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a kind of rice pudding dish that you have afterwards, and there are, like, nuts in it, and if you get a whole nut, then
everyone parades you around the street in your underwear.
There's a lot of, like, that's why I find, like, whenever we have, like, birthdays with my Danish family, they have, so, like, the person whose birthday is has a little Danish flag where they're sat, and
that's so cute.
There are so many speeches. Yeah. There's so many speeches. Like, literally everyone will stand up at some point and be like, I knew John from when he was five, and just carries on. And then they just burst into song at, like, random points. It's lovely, but also just, like, bizarre. And to the point where, like, we were talking, and we went to my cousin's wedding, who is from my Danish side, but she's not Danish. She was born in Scotland.
Okay.
And my dad had to, like, take a bunch of my Danish family side. It was like, don't do the speeches. She doesn't want all of you to speak.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this on your birthday, the 3rd of March.
Well done! Well done!
High five.
Yes.
You told me like 3 hours
ago. Yes, because you forgot.
I did, I'm sorry. But to be fair, I've only known you for like 2 of your birthdays.
3.
3?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, fine. 2 it is.
I haven't been in games for 3 years.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
We have.
No, we haven't.
We 100% have.
No, because I was at university 3 years ago. Holly.
Maybe.
I started in early 2014.
Oh, yeah, maybe I was the same. I was like February or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Do I have any unusual Christmas? Thank you for asking.
Sorry, yes.
Go for it. No. We used to, instead of stockings, do pillowcases, which was extra weird because my brother, up until like 3 years ago, he's not gonna like me saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You know how kids have like a blanket?
Yeah.
Sometimes he had a pillowcase. So he would suck his thumb and he did, it was fucking adorable. He'd have his pillowcase in the same hand. And with his little finger, he'd just, like, stay with the corner.
Aww.
But they got grubby.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Imagine a little boy. Well, not that little. He, again, only got rid of it, like, maybe, like, 6 years ago when he went to university.
he's gonna kill you.
But imagine, like, grubby little boy fingerprints all over a pillowcase. And my mum would have to, like, sneakily be like, and we're gonna wash this.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so cute, though. Anyway, so we'd fill those pillowcases with things, but usually I wouldn't get one that he'd decided was his special pillowcase.
Yeah.
I used to make fun of him for that. I feel really bad.
Aww.
I'd be like, oh, you got your pillowcase? And he'd be like, go away.
Aww.
I know.
Horrible older sister.
To be fair, when he was mad at me, he'd, like, hit me and break my shit, so...
Aww.
So at least all I was mean. Like, he
I mentally scarred him, but
he
didn't break his Barbie.
He didn't break my Barbie.
Okay.
No.
That's fair.
He broke a bunch of other things. Like my heart. No. Just how much better is Harry Potter than Harry Potter is Newt Scamander? Haven't seen it yet.
Oh my god.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Don't talk about it.
I'm not going to talk about it, but I was not convinced on Eddie Redmayne, basically because I didn't like a bunch of movies he'd been in before. Like, I didn't like the Stephen Hawking one. And
I like him in Les Mis.
And Les Mis is good.
Also, I just, like, a slight aside, French people keep making fun of me for calling it Les Mis. That's what British people call it, so screw you.
Les Miserables.
Les Mis.
But yeah, so I didn't really like the Stephen Hawking one, and I thought the Danish Girl was, like, it was just lots of films where it took interesting subjects and very nuanced and often very dark subjects and made it, oh, isn't Eddie Redmayne looking longingly at a dress, or isn't he looking at a thing? And that's more the director's fault. I shouldn't have hated Eddie Redmayne so much. But yeah, but then I saw him in this, and I was like, oh my god, Eddie Redmayne is
sexy boy.
Newt Scamander is my perfect man.
Okay.
He is perfect.
Okay. Does
You'll
he do an
it.
Accent? Or is he
Well, he's British. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Well, there we go. Harry Potter, not sexy. Not so good at acting. Daniel Radcliffe's lovely.
Yeah.
But Harry Potter, meh. Dan Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mahoney. Morney.
We can't do this for all of them.
New Pokemons are here. What would your Pokemon names and or abilities be? Ooh.
Oh, I don't know.
My Pokemon name would be Duck, and my ability would be Quacking.
That's good.
Imagine if a Pokemon turned up that was just a regular animal, and it was just like, this is Duck. It's a duck.
It's a duck. Yeah. I mean, they're getting there. They're getting close
even
at
attack.
This point.
It's literally, it's just a duck.
It can peck.
Not with a duck beak.
Yeah.
What would you be?
Oh, I'd probably be like, I don't know, something like weird. Like a kind of like half slug creature.
Okay, so you'd be you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was mean.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a hug. I'm going to give you a hug. Hugging.
No.
We're
next question.
Have apple crumble in a bit.
Yes, we are. What's the next question?
What award categories would a Taco Award show have? Most biscuit.
Most biscuit. Most tea.
Most tea.
Most cute.
Most cute. What would that go to? Like, an animal?
A most
thing?
Dog.
A person?
Depends how we feel about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Most dog.
We should do an award.
Thing. An award. We should do an award one. That would be fun.
Yeah, thanks for the idea, Tim. Video games are cool, says James.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could never play one again, what would you do with the time you got back?
Oh, God. Learn valuable life skills.
Every single second I spent in Mighty Number 9 would be better spent just staring at a wall.
Oh,
I did not like that game. I have never seen a game break so fundamentally. Like, when games have bugs,
yeah,
it's normally something with, I don't know, animation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a really good one in Assassin's Creed Unity where all the NPCs flew up into the air and then came down like rain.
Okay.
And that was, it didn't break the game. It was probably not what the developers intended, but it was fun.
Yeah.
In Mighty Number 9... in some levels, just the lighting didn't come on at all.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's a huge part of a game. That's like the physics just not working, which might have all also happened. Anyway, it's a bad game. They got a lot of money.
Okay.
Off Kickstarter. Okay, quickfire. You ready?
Yeah.
Granola, yes or no?
Yes.
Why me?
Because...
That's a terrible answer. Why you?
Why not?
What animal are you?
Penguin.
Marmite.
Yeah.
Okay, ask me the same once.
Granola, yes.
Yes.
Or no? Why me?
I love you.
Why you?
I love me.
Okay. Which animal from this series of planet... You missed out on that grid!
It was too long for a quickfire question.
Which animal from this series of planet Earth are you?
I don't know, I haven't seen it.
You're missing out. It's really good.
Wait, is that... I might have seen a thing about an Arctic fox. Is that in it? Or is that just... I was looking up Arctic foxes.
I think that might have been in a previous... I don't know.
Like,
I've missed one episode.
When they jump into the snow with their face?
When they're searching for, like, seal pups.
I would do that.
Okay, cool.
I just like the idea of being like, whee!
Okay, Marmite?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I think that's the end of questions.
You just want to go.
Yes, because we've recorded... recorded for almost an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, that makes up for the fact we haven't done one in like 20 billion years.
That's true. That is true.
I think people will appreciate an extraordinary episode.
It's also 12:30.
So?
I want my crumble.
Okay, fine, fine. Have you got anything else to say to people before we leave?
Follow us on Twitter at @toku_podcast. Like us on Facebook, Toku Podcast. Remember to rate and review us. I read through our reviews recently, which I haven't done for a while, and they're really lovely, and it really cheered me up.
You say this, like, every other episode.
No, seriously. Well, I might have done it before the last episode. Yeah. But I remember I read through them, and I hadn't done it for a little while, and I was like, oh, this is really sweet. Yes. Follow me on Twitter at @Nielsen_Holly.
I'm on Twitter at @HowNotToDraw. Also, several other counts. one other. I made a bot today.
Yes.
It's the Pleasant Subtweets bot. If you know my work, you will be familiar with the fact that every Friday I make myself do subtweets about people. And I was getting worried that they were becoming repetitive, so I set up a bot to do a bunch of
good idea.
Semi-randomized tweets.
I really wanted Kate to include some Metro the Musical
and I'm not
in it.
Going to
I'm
do
so
that.
Disappointed.
Because it's not that kind of account.
Fine.
Anyway,
is that it?
No, I haven't said the handle yet. It's at They Are About You. Because the idea is the subtweets are about you.
Cool.
You,
okay.
Specifically you. You know I'm talking about you.
Okay, we're going to say bye now before
Am
you
I being creepy?
Yeah, before you scare off every listener we have.
Okay. I'm trying to be ASMR now.
Oh, no, I hate that. It's
Do
horrible.
You? Well, you're not being very, very ASMR.
Oh,
I hate making your shrill noises all up in here.
You.
That was great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Anyway,
we're going to say goodbye now.
I'm going to say goodbye all sexy ASMR-y.
I'm not.
You can say it normally and then I'll do it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.